in the third round. They did so on Friday, drafting Curtis Brown out of Texas, and he now joins us on the Rivertown Hotline. Curtis, great talking to you. How ready does Big 12 football and how much passing goes on in that conference, how much does that prepare you in your mind for the National Football League?
I think just the competition the Big 12 has and just the rivalry in the Big 12 just make the passion of the game just that much better. So, I mean, we was covering some good wide receivers in the Big 12 with Justin Blackman and Broyles and numerous other cats. But I think it's just a good system just for the next step.
Speaking of all the good wide receivers there, Curtis, it seemed like you gained a big measure of redemption this season. You were involved in kind of a famous play back in 08 at Texas Tech when Michael Crabtree got out of your grasp. But then this year you went back to the site and had a big 74-yard interception return. So my first question, what was it like to be part of that play back in 08 where Crabtree got away from you?
I think the play itself just made me that much better. I mean, it made me work hard, and it was devastating. It was a real tough situation because we could have went to the national championship that year, and it kind of fell on my shoulders. I feel like that, but, I mean, it was a team thing. It wasn't just that one play that ended the season messed up that game for us, but I took that play into consideration and just worked that much harder just so that wouldn't happen again. And that was the last time I actually had a scoring touchdown as a pass on me.
Wow. And it must have felt great to get a measure of redemption at the site this year when you had that 74-yard interception return.
I mean, just being in Texas Tech again, because it was a whole year since I get to play there again, and seeing them fans and how crunk the stadium in itself and just upsetting them like that, it just made me feel that much better.
You're listening to Curtis Brown on 93.7 The Fan. Curtis, take us through draft day, man. I understand, obviously, it's a big moment for anybody coming up trying to get to the next level. Who'd you surround yourself with? What was it like? And did you get any sleep the night before?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. I was relaxed. I mean, I knew I would probably get chosen on the second day, so I was prepared for it. But I was in the country without my family and friends. We had about 10 pounds of crawfish and touffee and stuff, barbecued. It was a big day, and just to go to Pittsburgh just made it that much crunk. I mean, I couldn't hear anything when the coaches called me. Just everyone was going crazy.
So crawfish, what else was on the menu that day?
Crawfish, we had, we're a country, so we're going to barbecue. We had ribs. Mm. We had a little bit of everything, touffee, shrimp touffee, strawberry cake, pecan pie, all kinds of stuff that day.
Whoa, Curtis, pecan pie?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, see, you're blowing my theory, because my in-laws and my mom and my wife and I have this argument all the time that pecan pie is for people that were born before 1960. Now, you're saying you like pecan pie.
I love it. Me and my grandma used to make it every year. Me and her always prepared the Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas dinners, and it was just me and her cooking. And
Your grandma, yeah, because she was born before 1960, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, outside the pecan pie, if you ever have a party, call me, because the rest of the menu sounds good. How many cornerbacks, if you remember, how many cornerbacks went before you in this draft?
I don't know.
Do you have an axe to grind at all with any of those teams that took a cornerback that wasn't you?
Oh, definitely not. I don't look at it like that. I mean, wherever I was going to get chosen is going to be a blessing, and I'm just going to make the best of this opportunity. And I feel like whatever team takes you, they must have a feel for you. And Pittsburgh had a feel for me, and I'm just thankful and blessed that they gave me this opportunity. And when you're coming out, I mean, you can either be a bust or you can prepare yourself and learn and be a great player past the second contract. I'm just trying to be a good cornerback no matter what and just try to last.
You ever visualize yourself? I know you play on Saturday, but you watch on Sunday. Seeing the guys and seeing the defense of the Steelers fly around and say, man, that's a situation I would love to be in there. Guys, great teachers, great guys to play behind and also learn from. What are your thoughts about joining this kind of a defense?
It's an amazing feeling. Just the franchise, this defense, just the defense itself. I mean, what can you say? It's the Steelers. I mean, one of the best, the best organization in the NFL.
Talking to Curtis Brown, Steelers draft pick here on Seibel, Starkey & Miller. A couple quick questions based on your file here, Curtis. I'm looking at your file from Texas's media guide, and a couple things jump out. First, your nickname is Turkey. Why?
Because Shockey Brown is just a funny character. He just started calling me that randomly, so it just stuck with me.
All right. How about your favorite superheroes, Batman?
When I was little, I just used to jump off the couches acting like I was him because he couldn't really fly, so I couldn't fly either, but I pretend.
Curtis, I take it you've seen all the Batman movies then, right?
Pretty much.
All right. So do you like the latest incarnation of Batman's or do you like the Michael Keaton Batman?
I think I like this day and age of Batman. He looked a little cooler than the old one.
All right, just checking, because this stuff is important, you know, because the next Batman movie is going to be filmed in part here in Pittsburgh. Maybe you can get a role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even need a role. I just want to be somewhere around looking.
Well, we'll see if we can get a hold of the union members to get you a stand-in job with that one here. Your next big job, though, is going to be that of a cornerback, but we have no idea when the football business is going to be done. What is your plan between now and whenever there's a collective bargaining agreement?
Work, grind, so when I can be prepared and ready when they give me that call. But besides that, it ain't in my power, so I just got to wait for the call.
Curtis, your father played at Oklahoma State. Your uncle, Hosea Taylor, was a defensive end for the Colts back in the 80s, played at Houston. How much of an influence did both of those men have on your football career?
I mean, the biggest growing up and just being in the house and seeing all the pictures and trophies, it was just a part of my life, and I'm just happy I can prolong it. I mean, they made it. My uncle made it past college. My daddy didn't, so I made it past college now. So me and my uncle in the same boat. He played a little bit at Baltimore, so.
Yeah, and I read where you.
Cool.
Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I read where you graduated early also. Was that important to you, important to your family, and what was your degree in?
I didn't know I graduated high school early. I'm not graduated from college yet. I still have 21 hours for a youth and community studies degree.
Tell me about special teams. I see you blocked a couple of kicks. What do you bring to the table as far as special teams? Because obviously with the defense we have and, you know, everyone may be back next year, your best opportunity might be a nickel and also on special teams. Where would you like to play on special teams?
Anywhere and everywhere. Just like I mean, getting on the field is important.
Well, you made the mistake of having 4-4 speed, so I have to assume they're going to have you, covering kicks, blocking kicks, returning kicks. You're going to have your hand in everything.
I can do it.
Curtis, what do you know about Pittsburgh? First thing comes to your mind. What is it?
Just the city or just the organization?
Either one.
When I seen the city for the first time, it was amazing. I was really shocked. It's like a beautiful, beautiful city. And Pittsburgh itself, it just stands out that it's only been four coaches.
And it's tough. I mean, you think about the past here, all the steel, grit, blue collar, dirt underneath the fingernails, toughness. How do you measure up with all that?
I'm just fine with it. I'm country. I can get down. I'm a beast in the woods. I can go up there and make it up there. I promise you I can.
I'll tell you what, though, there's not a better fan. You come out here, produce, do exactly what you just did in Texas, do it here, you're going to have a long career, man. Congratulations again. Thank you very much for coming on, and all the best to you.
Thank y'all.